Hello?
Hey, Javier, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, it's been a while. I'm glad I got you on the phone.
Yeah, I've just been really busy.
I can imagine, bro. I'm not even worried about it, man. You know, I just, you know, like I said, I'm glad I have you on the phone. I was, you know, just getting ready to close it out. I figured, you know, I'm glad. But you've been in contact with me, so that's good, man. Yeah, I tried that other number that you gave me, but it goes straight to voicemail, bro.
That phone is dead right now. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was just like, man, what's going on? It's going straight to voice. All right. Here, let me see if I have your information up already. How's the business going so far, bro?
Just busy. I'm just getting, that's been pretty busy. I'm keeping myself busy.
That's good, brother. That's good. Is your first name spelled with the X, brother, or with the Z?
It won't be for me. It'd be for Emily.
Oh, okay. It's under her name?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Emily? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the last name?
Brophy. B-R-O-P-H-Y.
All right, hold on. One more time.
B-R-O-P-H-Y.
Brothy? B-R-O-T-H-Y?
Yeah.
All right, and what's a good email address, brother?
Ireland's Finest, I-R-E-L-A-N-D-S, F-I-N, F-I-N-E-S-T.
Okay.
I have gmail.com. Or C-O, sorry. After Finest, it's C-O at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Ireland is with an S, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I know I had asked you that day, but I just want to make sure, as far as pictures of your guys' work, you are saving them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Make a note of that here. 1232 Elm Street in Pueblo, Colorado, still good?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me one quick second. The business, English and Spanish, good, Javier, or just English?
English.
Okay, no Spanish? Alright. No big deal, man. Just want to make sure, you know, whatever the information that we put on here. Okay. Alright. And I just need to put the person that I'm speaking with, so I'm just going to put you on here. Give me a second. Alright. How do you spell your name, brother? It's with a Z or with an X?
I-Z-A-V-I-E-R.
All right. One more time, brother. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Let me put the volume up here on my mic. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
It's I-Z-A-V-I-E-R.
Oh, gotcha. Same last name?
No, it's O-R-T-E-Z-A.
O-R-T...
Yeah,
Orozco?
Ortega.
Ortega, okay, got you. Ortega. Okay. And you are an authorized party for this account también, con ella, with her?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so that way I can put you guys both as an authorized party. So you'll have access to the account too, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how far were you willing to travel for work, brother?
Probably just here in Pueblo for right now.
Just, okay.
Like Pueblo, the Springs, and like Beulah and stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. Let me put a note on that. 7:19. All right. Tomorrow that the operations team calls you, because they're the ones that are going to put you guys on the first page at Google and do, you know, collect all the information that they need. What time do you have tomorrow, Xavier, to speak with the agents? It does take about 30 minutes, and I just need to make sure that you are able to take the call, because I don't want this to be delayed. Right. And I know you're a little hard to get a hold of sometimes.
I know. I've been moving a lot of money around and stuff like that too.
I wish I had that problem, brother.
I don't know if I want that problem anymore or not. But
bro, the only thing I move around is bills, brother.
Yeah. I think I'll be able to talk with somebody here after 4. So anytime after 4, I'd be ready to talk to somebody if that works.
Yeah. The only spot I do have available tomorrow is 4 p.m. Is that all right?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. Just make sure you get that phone call, man. I don't want you to miss it.
Right.
All right. And then you said you guys are licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Makes it a lot easier. And then you guys have your own Facebook account?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's under the same name, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Give me one second. Let me just look it up right quick. Let's see.
It's Ireland's Finest. Our Facebook page is Ireland's Finest Facilities Management Remodel and Repair.
Okay. All right. I think I found it here. Let's see. All right. Ireland's Finest Remodel and Repair. Okay. Facebook account. Wonder why you guys, where is the exact page? Oh, here it is. Facebook page. Okay. I see a kitchen, like all in green. Is that you guys?
All in green? Wait. Is it the floor that I did?
Here, give me a second. Ireland's Finest Remodel and Painting Company. No, that's not you guys, right?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, my dog is on. It's the Ireland's Finest Facilities Management Remodel and Repair.
Ireland's Finest Facility Management, you said?
Yeah, Facilities Management Remodel and Repair.
Ah, okay. Well, that's probably going to change things. Hold on. Okay. It's Ireland's Finest Facilities Management, Remodel and Repair LLC. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and this is under Emily Ruthin Brophy.
Yeah, Brophy.
Okay. Okay, bro. Perfect. All right, I got it here. PH. All right. And then the website you guys have is also your the company's name, right?
We don't have a website.
Okay, let me double check that. I thought I seen one here. Oh, you're right. It's only the okay. Don't worry, we'll create one for you guys, bro. That's what I remember talking to you about. Okay. You do have pictures, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you're just willing to travel locally, Xavier? How far are you willing to travel? Maybe 20 miles?
30 miles?
30 miles? Okay. Hold on. Let me put that on here. 30 miles out. Okay. All right. And what schedule? I remember you had given it to me. The schedule you wanted to say on Google that you guys are available from Monday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday or Friday?
We'll just do Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Even though it is Monday through Friday, it's definitely I haven't had a day off.
Hey, that's good, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Monday through Friday, what hours?
7 to 5.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Gotcha. Okay. All right, and then we have to secure the account. How do you say your name? Xavier? Or how do you pronounce that?
It's Xavier.
Xavier. My bad, bro. I've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time. You haven't even corrected me. Thanks for that, brother. All right. You have three questions to choose from, Xavier. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
The city I was born in?
Yeah, that's a security question to secure the account. Anytime you call us, we're going to ask you for that question.
Yeah, we could do that one, the one I was born in.
City you were born in. All right, go ahead.
And it's Lamar, Colorado.
Alright, how do you spell that? L-A-M-A-R?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm just going to put Lamar, is that alright?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, perfect. Alright, just make sure you answer the phone call tomorrow, and then the payment, how are you going to take care of that today? We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Do it today or tomorrow. That's going to be $300. So. She's saying, is it okay if we do the payment tomorrow?
Yeah, so then we can't initiate the steps on the account until tomorrow then. You know what? Tell her I'll do this. Here, hold on. Let me see if I can do something right quick.
I just dropped off like a check, and it's like you gotta wait.
Nah, it's all good, brother. Let her know if we get it started. I'll go ahead and do this as a courtesy. I know she was holding off on that. What I'll do is I'll start you guys at the 249. We normally don't do that. I'll go ahead and waive the $99 setup fee just so we can get it started.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
All right, hold on. Let me just make some notes because they're gonna ask me why I removed that charge. I'm just putting you guys under hardship, okay? Like you guys are you know, just going through hardship. All right, go ahead when you're ready, brother.
In the car?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where's my wallet at? This check hasn't went through, and I got only $230 in the account.
$230?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me see if hold on. Let me see if I can do something with that. Bear with me 1 second.
It's just I don't have the check. I have the check going through for tomorrow.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me ask if we can do that, okay? Hold on, brother.
Okay. Or if you wait till tomorrow, then you'll have it.
Yeah, just give me 1 quick second, brother. Let me ask. I mean, worst thing they can say is no, and then we'll just wait. But let me ask, okay? Hi, Savior?
Yeah.
Alright, I got it approved for $230, brother. Hold on, we just gotta make some changes here. But just keep in mind, next month, it's gonna be $249, okay?
Alright.
I just told them that I've been working with you and that we've been going back and forward, and I just wanted to get this done with you, so they approved the $239, so just hold on for a second. I just got to put in some notes why we're doing this. All right, go ahead with the card number, brother.
It's going to be... Give me 1 second. I love it. The customer says, how are you going to get your machine fine? So, every day, it's going to be... Okay, it's going to be... So, and then just so that, because my fiance is telling me I just got to, because I got her here right now.
Okay, uh-huh.
What is
perfect.
What is the whole goal for spending or getting this subscription? Like, what are we,
the
what
are ultimate,
we paying for, and then what do we get?
Okay, so the ultimate goal is exposure, right? And ultimately, I'm sure the ultimate goal is not only to expose you guys on, you know, on the social media end of this, but on the first page of Google, but the ultimate goal is obviously what everyone wants is to be busy and generate more leads and more work, right? That's the ultimate goal, right? Obviously, you know, you guys want to be at a point like other companies that we work with where you can cherry pick your leads, right? When you can say, oh, no, I don't want to take this job. I don't want to do this one. I mean, that's really the topping on the cake when you can reach that level, right? And, you know, we're going to help you to get there. So where, you know, you're getting a fair amount of work where you can decide what you want to take and what you don't, right? But ultimately what we're going to do today and what you're paying the $250, well, the $230 today, but what you'll be paying the $249 for monthly is to be placed on the first page of Google alongside your competition, to have the social media portion running ads for you. You know, we're going to promote that Facebook page you guys already have. Your website, we're going to use that one since you, we're going to build the website for you. I'm sorry you guys don't have one. We're going to get a website created for you guys. That's the reason I'm asking you guys are taking pictures of your work, because we're going to place those pictures on the website that we're going to create for you guys. Okay. Putting you guys on Yelp, putting you guys on Bing, and putting you guys on Apple. Right. So you guys are going to be in six different platforms. That's the reason that we ask our clients if they're able to take on more work, because you guys are going to definitely be exposed. Basically, now people are going to know who Ireland's Finest Remodel and Repair is, right? Because you guys are now going to be showing up alongside of the competition, right? So when people are Googling this information, you guys are now going to pop up. Tomorrow when you get the phone call from our IT department, they're going to ask you for all the keywords as well. That way when a client types in any of these keywords, they'll be able to locate you guys as well. You know, so ultimately the goal here, like I said, is to keep you guys not only busy, but exposure, right? So people know who the company is and that you guys are available when they need any type of remodeling or repair.
Right. And I'm looking through your guys' reviews and stuff, and they're saying that, you know, it's hard to get a hold of you about, like, the progress and stuff like that. And, like, that's, like, kind of, like, something that, like, I kind of want to ensure, like...
Well, here, I'm gonna be very straight. I mean, I don't know what reviews... If you go to the newest reviews, I don't know exactly. I mean, if you have to take in consideration that there's lots of reviews, right? I mean, I think over 1,000, if I'm not mistaken. If you look at our reviews from top to bottom, I mean, you can see the satisfaction within our customers. I mean, you know, Emily is a business owner. She knows that it's impossible to keep everyone happy. It is nowhere near hard to get a hold of our company. You know, if anything, we also provide you with a dashboard. You're going to have access to a dashboard, which is another method where you'll be able to track the progress of the company, right? So you're going to be able to track how many people are calling, how many people are visiting the website, how many hits you guys are getting. All of that is going to be tracked. And through that same site, let's say Emily wanted to make any changes, she's able to contact our agents that way. I will also provide you, iSavior, my direct contact, right? As you can tell, every time you text message me, I get that right away. Every time you message me, I'm on top of it. Within the first 10 minutes, I get your text, and I call you right back, or I text you. You know, with that's how we've been in contact, right? So same scenario. I mean, I'll be working with you. You can send me a text message. You can reach out to our operations team. You can reach out to our IT department, or you can use the application that you guys are going to have downloaded on your phone, right? So I can't sit here and make excuses for a customer that, you know, tried to get a hold of us once or twice and wasn't able to do it, and now they put a review online. You know, just like Emily knows, you don't have control over what clients do, man. It's unfortunate. But in the thousands and thousands of customers that we have, if you look at our stars, we're at a 4.2 or 4.3, right? And that's out of thousands of clients nationwide, brother. You know, I mean, you compare us to companies that are doing what we're doing, and, you know, 4.3 is actually pretty well.
Because, like, this one, like, names Lulu, like, personally, too, and, like, it says, here, I'll read this to you real quick. This one was just, like, a week ago.
What does it say?
I think Lulu was the one that reached out to me, right?
Lulu? I don't remember.
They went and they said they clearly buy and use award this at all costs. Got a call from Lulu. He seems so surprised that I could get the monthly rate of $250. Like it was impossible to inbox her seven and until he was pushing felt need to hang up on him. A great service will sell itself. I don't know.
If you're going to try to find bad reviews, go on the Better Business Bureau. I mean, that's where the unhappy people are at. You know, I mean, again, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take some good with the bad and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
See here, I'm going on the Better Business right now, so I could kind of get a really good idea.
Yeah, man. On the better, the BBB, the reason that we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. I mean, keep in mind that with the BBB, nobody goes on there to give good reviews about companies. People go on there to complain for whatever reason is. The reason that we have good reviews and we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau is because we address every customer that has a complaint or it's unhappy. Even the reviews that you're reading, I mean, you're literally reading one or, you know, it's probably 1.something% out of the entire reviews, right? I'm going to look at Pueblo, Colorado.
Based on what I'm seeing happen to people like that, I'm not a scam. I'm believing that those that
Have you seen? You were with Angie's, right?
Yeah, I'm still with them. I get some pretty good jobs with them.
No, that's good. I mean, I'm not downplaying them, right? But think about it. You have 4 reviews with them, okay? And I'm only trying to prove a point here. When you're exposed, you know, and once we do your JBP. You're going to be exposed on Google. You're going to be exposed on a lot of platforms, right? So whatever jobs that you get, you know, you're going to have a lot more than 4 reviews. You know, it's impossible, Xavier, to have and keep every customer happy, man. And if you're going to look, go into Disneyland's website. There's so many people that talk crap about Disneyland, and it's supposed to be the happiest place on earth. Right? And so many people get mad and give Disneyland bad reviews because, oh, their churros are $20 or their Coca-Cola cans are $10. But it's not Disneyland's fault that a customer is unhappy with that service, you know? So, you know, to bring up to your point, man, the reality is when you... And you'll see this once you guys are on Google and you guys grow as a company, that you cannot keep every client happy, man, no matter how much you try. Someone always is going to have something to say. You know, and, you know, unfortunately, you guys don't have a JBP yet where you guys will experience this, but you guys will, you know, once you guys have the exposure, right?
JBP, and then what is that?
Your Google Business Profile.
And then so, like, when I look up you guys, you guys have a you know. It's like a tap. It's like a local splash. You guys are rated 4 stars. It's a tab. Yeah. So it's like a full tab. It says local splash, then it has 4.2 stars with and then internet marketing service in California. Right. Will I have all that? Will I have the...
Yeah. You're going to have all of that. You're going to have all that, and then you're going to see how people really do companies. You're going to see how even sometimes when you try and you'll reply to the customer like we do and say, customer, what can we do to make it better? Oh, no, you guys screwed up or you guys suck. And then they'll give you a 1 star and 2 star because the reality, Xavier, people don't care, man. Some people don't care that they do this to companies because they were not happy. Even though you're willing to fix whatever they're not happy with, they still don't care. And yeah, once you have that, once you have that, you're going to see how it really is, man. Because look at any company that has more than 100 reviews or 200 reviews per se, they're always going to have, you know, 20, 30 customers out of those 100 that, oh, you know, they made me a sandwich, but the bread wasn't toasted correctly. So this restaurant sucks because of that. That's not true, man. You know, but you have
guys to... local services ads.
Uh huh.
What kind of ads do you guys throw out there? Like it says right here on your website. Now I'm on your website. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I just wanted to get you on the phone just to talk to you about this. It says like you guys do local service ads. Well, where do you guys throw those ads out on?
Well, those are through Google. Remember, we're a premier Google channel partner, right? Right now. I don't think you're at a stage where you guys want to pay for ads because those are quite expensive, right? Because you would have to pay for the Google ads. Right now, you guys are doing your JBP to be on the first page of Google. When you do the ads, Google charges you. It's like a pay-per click service, right? Every time somebody clicks on your name, Google charges you between $35 to $55. When you Google somebody, and it says Google Guarantee right at the top. Those are the, you know, it's like usually bigger companies, you know, like Pepsi, Coca-Cola, you know, people that have the funds to pay for the ads. Because normally Google requires you to invest with them a minimum of $1,000 so you can have at least a minimum of 13 leads covered. So it's a little bit different than what you guys are doing now. I mean, you guys can... do that by all means. And if I really wanted you guys to, you know, to sell you on something, you know, that would actually be a good thing for us. But at this point, I don't think it's a good thing for you guys, man. I mean, you know, you're right now, you're just getting started. You're just getting your JBP. Down the line, you guys can start doing the ads. You can start doing the pay-per-click, you know. But that is going to require a big investment on your guys' behalf because it's not from us. It's a Google requirement.
And you guys, so this service will get, and then I'll have full rights after you guys set it up. I'll have full rights to.
Yeah, you're going to be able, your JBP, that's going to be, yeah, your Google business profile. You know, you're going to have all access to that on the dashboard. You know, if, when we create the website, if you ever wanted to buy the domain from the website, that's going to run you $99. If you ever wanted to move the website and take it with you, the one that we create, or you can create one on your own.
Yeah.
Right. But the domain for it will run you $99. And that's basically, it only charges a
right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, because then you'll buy the domain. So you'll have the credentials for it. Yeah.
And it's actually pretty
cheap at $99.
You guys, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like after I do this, well, can you guys send me an email
My rights would be? Once you get this paid, you're going to get a tons of emails and confirmations. You're going to get everything in writing, brother. I'm not just saying this to you over the phone. Everything's going to be in writing through your emails. You probably get about 5 or 6 of them.
Okay. And yeah, I do have a call coming in. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's all good, man.
Yeah,
worry,
if I could just get, like, an email from you here, just kind of, like, stating that, like, you guys have, like, the $99 will give me rights to my website domain, and then, like, because I'll keep a record of everything.
All that information should be accessible to you in our website, brother. You know, all that information should be accessible.
Yeah, I would just need like an email, just kind of stating like you guys, and then with the Google, the GPP, if you guys could say like I would have full rights to that if. Like, say, you know, I make the investment for the each month. So, like, what would be the reason to pay $250 a month as well? Like, So, like, I paid the $250, right? You guys will run.
Well, Yeah, we're going to continue the promotion, and it's not going to only be in Pueblo. I mean, you know, we're going to do the promotion as far as you're willing to go out, right?
Yeah.
You know, so we have to continue promoting you. Hold on, let me ask, make sure that, you know.
And then how would you guys go about setting up our GDP? Would you guys like get it to where I could just sign in and then I have control over it? Or like, how does that go about? I'm just curious about that.
Well, that's what our operation team does for you. You know, when they call you tomorrow, they will start creating everything for you. Those are the IT guys. You know, they're the ones that handle that on their end, to do all the creation, the web design, and that all the information. They're going to, you know, ask you for a bit details of information, like pictures, your license, your insurance, and then, you know, what do you want the website to say and all that stuff.
Okay.
So the operations team just advised me that the JBP will be yours, and the website domain will be $99. The only thing that you would not be able to buy is the content that we create on the JBP, right? So, you know, if you decide to take it with you, like the, you know, all the information that we uploaded on there for you, the pictures, I mean, it'll be your pictures anyway, so you'll have them anyways, you know. If you want us, just wanted us to host the domain for the JBP, we charge you $39 a month for that. If you decide to, you know, hey, I just want you guys to host the domain, and you guys continue to keep it up to date for me, then we'll charge $39 for that.
Okay. Otherwise, it would just be mine?
Correct.
The businesses? Okay. All right. And then for the GDP, after that's made, I would have, like, my... Because I would want to control it through my business email, right? They won't need any of, like, my passwords and stuff like that. I'd be able to kind of just set it up. Would they, like, send me something to where I'd have to set it up? Or, like, how does that work? Just because, you know, I kind of want to keep things secure, you know. I don't want to give out, like, all that kind of information because I have a lot of stuff that, like, I just want to keep my business emails and stuff like that secure, you know.
Yeah, man. Believe me, you're not the only one, you know. All that can be created where, you know, it's... you know, create passwords and all that scenario if you want a sort of log type of thing, you know. So you would be able to control it once we create it, and if you don't want us to access it, then you can just, you know, hit it with your own passwords type of thing. I mean, here's the reality. I say,
do you mind?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to see, kind of like, could you send me, can you email me, like an example of, like, what the GBP would look like? Like, just give me, like, a kind of just like.
Well, it's the same thing when you go online. A JBP is a Google Business Profile. When you go online and you type in somebody's business name, you know how they have usually a picture of their, of whatever they do, and then they'll have their, the business name, the reviews, the phone number, the website, all attached? That's a JBP, brother.
Yeah.
It's a Google Business Profile. like I said, keep in mind.
Yeah, I could use that. And I could really use that. Instead of, cause like I could make my own and they charge me like $550 to do that. But if you guys are able to do that and then like kind of like, so you guys would be able to do that and then promote it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what we do. That's what those $249 pay for the month because
so
we have an
office. That's what.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the $249
that's what it pays for.
Yeah, you're paying for the promotion of our operations department. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
I'll throw the investment out there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Could you send me just a quick email so I can have your email on file? And then,
yeah, for sure,
I'll
man.
Give you the
Hold
card
on.
Number.
Don't worry. Hold on. Let me send that to you. So you can have my information on file. Hold on. What's your email? Oh, you gave me your email already, right? Hold on.
No, he has the email.
Here, save this,
and
brothers.
Like, you
for
could
VA.
Do like really long. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Save this so you have it. This is my information, brother. And then I'll send you also. I think I already sent you my number and my extension, but I'll send it to you as well. So if you ever need help with anything,
okay.
You give me a call, man. I'll help you out. No worries.
All right.
I just emailed you and I just texted you as well. That's a direct number and my extension, I save it where you can reach me.
And local spots. Okay. Yeah, it's cool because you guys got the domain name right there. So now I know, like, it's legit.
It's all good, man. I know you're just doing your homework, bro.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'll throw the investment out there. I mean, we could be like, you know, really long term, you know, partners here.
Well, that's the goal, brother.
You know, yeah, and I want to. You
goal.
Know, we'll always have that $250 a month.
$250, yeah.
We'll always have that in there for you guys. You know, I just kind of like got to pay to play, and I feel like if you guys really are, you know. This and it's that good, I don't mind, being that long-term partner with you guys,
Well, I'll tell you something, like Xavier, I wouldn't have brought my sister and my brother-in-law over here, man, if this didn't work. And I normally don't share that with people, But,
yeah.
Again, all right, when you're ready, go ahead, brother.
All right, it's going to be 48-34, 80-15,
okay.
63-31, 11-70.
Wait. 63 what?
63-31.
Okay.
11-71.
11-71 or 11-61?
11-71.
7-1. All right, expiration?
05-28.
And the security code?
749.
All right, stand by while I verify this card, brother.
All right.
I hear your kids in the background, huh?
Yeah, we have another one on the way.
Hey, man, well, the good thing is that you got a job and you're getting more work because you're probably going to need it, brother.
Yeah.
All right, I got to read this verification, script to you. I'm sure you understand. It's because the call is being recorded, and monitored. So let me read this really quick for you, and then, we'll wrap it up here. Before I process the payment, I'm just going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason, because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, ask me to clarify it, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Just want to make sure that we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. For the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the company?
Ireland's Finest Facility Management, Remodel, and Repair.
Thank you. Please state your name and the title you have with the company.
Ireland's Xavier Ortega.
Partner, owner?
No. Here, it's right here. I got it in paper. It's...
What is that beepy noise? Is that mine. That's my headset. I kept hearing a beepy noise. My headset that's dying. It's all right. No worries.
Trying to figure out why my... Did you clear out... Hey, did you clear out my bio? Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's not saying... It's like a systems operator. I don't know why it's
not. That's fine. Yeah, that's good enough, brother. System operator, no worries. It's for the recording, so you know we'll write you down as system operator. You can change that later if you want.
Okay.
Are you an authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's also important that you guys are actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from other companies that is not us. This is why we provided that security question. I believe I provided that security question for you, did I not? Yeah, Lamar.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Make sure you don't forget that. Make sure you give that to Emily. So if she ever wants to call in, you know, we have that available for her. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay. The calls will come from the calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. It's that same number I text you from, iSaver. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We ask that you save that number under Local Splash in your contact. That's why you'll know when it's calling. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Like, what is that?
That means, like, if you start doing marketing outside of Angie's or outside of what we're doing for you, just to keep us in the loop of what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing Facebook one.
That's fine.
My apps and stuff like that.
No worries, man. It's just, if you start doing, like, if you get another... Yeah,
I'm gonna stick with you guys because you guys promised me a good deal. If you guys deliver, like I said, I'll have that $250 every month for you guys.
You got it. And we also, and I also ask that if you like what we do, if you got friends and family members that need help, man, send them my way, brother. But of course, after you see what we can do.
Yeah, okay, for sure. Because my mom, she has Gigi's Best in Chicken. She's a business owner herself, so she developed in Colorado. And then she, like, had Clean Suit Texas and all that. And, like, she grows. She built a big company, bro. She's able to sell
okay.
it. It net about $1.3 million a year. So, like, and she has a GG's Best and Chicken now. And, like, see, Chick-fil-A, like, of all of them, they reached out with her to a cease and desist for her serving in, like, the local areas where they're at. But, like, they failed to do that. She beat that, and she's able to operate. But, like big chicken companies like that are, like, you know, starting to throw a wrench in her game because it's some good chicken, bro.
Oh,
and, like, it's starting to get busy and busy. So, like, if this worked out with you guys, you know, I'll send her your guys' way, like, because you already.
All right, bro. I'll hold you to that, man. I'll hold you to that. Hey, Isavier, do you mind if I call you in 10 seconds? I'm going to change my headset. I know you cannot hear it, but it keeps beeping in my ear. I just got to plug in a different one. I promise. I'll call you, like, in 10
okay.
seconds. I just got to plug one in and plug it out, but when I plug it out, it's going to disconnect you. So I'll literally call you back in, like, 10 seconds.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.